Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabo's on Dudney Avenue in Regina, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn, Mark Greshner Photography here in Regina. Check out his work at markgreshner.com, and Riviere Ag Seeds out there in Radville. Now, recently, the CFL announced changes to the 2021 draft, if there is a season, of course. For starters, the draft goes from 8 to 6 rounds, and players who are draft eligible in 2021 could defer to next year. Well, I caught up with a pair of these student athletes trying to make that decision whether to stay in this year's draft or defer till 2022. Let's start with Josh Haggerty of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. He's our athlete of the week for Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. I'm with one of the guys that had a decision to make, Josh Haggerty of Regina from the U of S Huskies. Hags, what it's not LeBron, but it's Haggerty, the decision. What did you decide?
Yeah, so I decided after long consideration that I was going to stay in the 2021 draft. Really came down to the fact that I feel like I'm physically ready to compete in the league now. And also strategically looking at which guys decided to opt out, specifically in my position and other top-level guys in the country.
How did you find that out? Where do you go to look for that?
I have a really good agent in Fred Weinrich. Me and him have been looking at all the guys that have decided to defer out east and in the conference. So we just looked at the numbers and realized that a lot of guys were deferring, so it'd be in my best interest to stick in the draft.
Yeah. So how do you proceed now going forward? You're hoping there's a combine, obviously, but we still don't know if that'll happen. So what does your off season and in preparation for the draft look like now, Josh?
Yeah, so the hope is still to have a combine, hopefully, in late March. But if that doesn't happen, then still go ahead with the plan of combine training here the next few months. And if there is no combine, then I'll do a pro day with Ignite and Joel Lipinski. But obviously, if there is a combine, then hopefully get invited to that. So
can you or your agent, inquire about teams' interest in you right now, or now that you've declared, you expect to maybe get some interest or some phone call action?
Yeah, so it was pretty quiet around the league the last few months, just because of the uncertainty with the season and not knowing who's going to stay in the draft and who's going to opt out. So it's been pretty quiet, but I have heard some interest in a few teams from my coach and my agent, so that's positive. But I expect that more interest will come now that they know that I'm in the draft.
Well, safety is always a valuable position in the CFL, especially if you're Canadian, you got the right birth certificate, you could play on special teams, you're physical, and you can't teach height, so you've got all those attributes. Any concern on your end about it going from 8 to 6 rounds as it relates to Josh Haggerty?
Yeah, that's it is certainly not as appealing as 8 rounds, as you're losing around 20 draft picks. But I feel confident in my skill sets that I bring and my just ability to play safety in the Canadian position and the range I have, the film study that I bring to the table, I feel is strong. So I feel like although it is a disadvantage to have 2 less rounds, I'm still confident in my ability to make a roster here.
Now, as it relates to the Huskies, how was your fall schedule? You didn't play, but you guys did work out and do some on-field stuff. How did you find it?
Yeah, so it was definitely interesting. We were undergoing field renovation, so we're just on a soccer field on campus. But, no, it was really good to be back out with the boys and practicing. I think it was really good for our team development. And, yeah, I got to try a new position at halfback, so I think that got to really improve my skill set in man coverage, and I was able to get some tape out there of me being able to run well with guys. So I think that was a big bonus.
Was that something that Scott and the coaching staff, obviously they want to do it for the team's benefit, but do you think it was put forward as beneficial towards you in hoping to get you drafted?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. I feel like they wanted to put me in the best position for the team to succeed, but also for me to improve my skill sets. For the most part, I've just been playing safety here at the U of S, so I feel like they wanted to try me out a different position and get me to just learn match at a different in different areas. So I really appreciated the opportunity to to try something else. And yeah, because it's a much different game on the short side of the field. Everything happens a lot quicker.
Yeah, it certainly does. What's the toughest pattern to cover?
Hard to say. Maybe just the quick out. I don't know. I feel like every other route, I feel like it's almost easier on the short side just because I'm long and I can I have good breaks, so I feel like I'm able to cover ground on that short side better. But yeah.
How optimistic are you that you're going to be playing in the fall when it rolls around to either, you know, who knows, CFL or of course back with the Huskies?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like pretty optimistic about the season happening. It sounds like we're on the right track to get a vaccine out hopefully in the next year. So hopefully that gets rolled out here, and we should be good to play and come fall time. That's still a long ways away, so hopefully we got it figured out by then and we can at least have some sort of game, yeah, even if that's limited fans.
Seems like forever, Josh. How are you holding up mentally? Because that's always something that we talk about in life. Mental. We just got through November mental health for men. You're a young man. How have you dealt with the stress and the, you know, kind of the, I don't want to say the boredom, but the Groundhog Day thing that we're going through right now?
Yeah, it's definitely tough to keep your mind busy and to keep focused on the goal when the light at the end of the tunnel is so far away, being like a whole year break that we had. But just like the CFL draft has kept me motivated through it all, and just like trying to be the most dominant player on my team and in the conference has strived me to do good. And also getting towards the end of school, I'm pretty motivated to finish up my degree. So yeah, staying busy with school and learning to adapt to online classes.
And Hags, what are you taking in school once again?
I'm in business. I'm fourth-year marketing major.
Awesome. That's great, man. Well, congratulations on the decision, and hopefully we'll hear your name called whenever the draft's held. That's the other thing. We're not quite sure when the draft's going to be held, so it's all up in the air, but you made your decision, and that's good. Thanks for this, Josh.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, here in Growing the Game with Ballsy, we hear from one of the Ram players who had a decision to make as it relates to the 2021 draft. It's veteran linebacker Robbie Lowes. So, Robbie, what did you decide to do?
I decided to stay in this draft this year. I thought it was the best decision for me to make, and I'm rolling with it.
Okay, so how did you come to that decision?
Obviously, I had the month of November to decide, and you know, as an older guy, I'm 24 right now. I have some film from the past 2 years of playing, you know, defense, special teams. I just felt like it was the best decision for me going into my final year of eligibility.
Did you look around and do some investigation to see, in your position, who's going in, who's opted out to look at your chances? Because, of course, Robbie, the draft goes from 8 to 6 rounds.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to. If you look at the top 20 that the CFL released, obviously you see that there's quite a few linebackers in there, especially from the Can West. You get the 2 UBC guys, 2 Calgary guys, and then a few NCAA guys. But with the NCAA pushing back their guys, that helps a little bit. And then, I don't know, I mean, it's hard to sit there and look at other guys and start, you know, hoping that I drop out. I mean, you always want to bet on yourself. And I think that, you know, I just hope that we have like a combine or something going forward. And I have a chance to showcase myself for CFL scouts.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns, Robbie, in terms of that. We don't know exactly when the draft's going to be held. We don't know exactly, we know how it's going to work in a snake format with Hamilton getting the first pick, the Riders getting the second pick, and then so on and so forth. But we don't know exactly, if there will be a combine. So how do you continue to promote yourself while we wait?
That's a tough one. I think you just got to keep preparing every single day as if there's going to be all that stuff.
Will you do your own combine, though, Robbie?
I think last year, if you kind of look at U of S, what they did up in Saskatoon at Ignite, that's something that I'd be interested in doing down here. A guy like Kyle Borsa, who's in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
So I think either way, you're training to showcase those numbers for those test results. And, yeah, hopefully you get to do them amongst your peers that are going into the draft as well. But if not, you still got to be prepared.
Here's the interesting thing about you, though, is you went to a Rough Rider training camp, you know, one of those junior guys, and you actually worked out. So you've been at a pro level. So you have that kind of advantage, and you do have that pedigree to your resume, which might help you.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I feel like is beneficial to me. You know, just to be up there at that pro level, you know, to see that the speed, see the preparation of those guys, I do feel like that's an advantage that I carry. And I don't know if that's going to make a big difference or not. That's for the scouts and talent evaluators to decide. But I do feel like that's something that I do have over my peers.
Yeah, and that should help you confidence-wise, right? Like, you know you can do it.
Absolutely. I mean, back then, I mean, you go in, and it was a little bit intimidating at first. But, you know, now, you know, I've had four years, basically, to get bigger, faster, stronger, and I'm pretty confident I can play at that level.
Yeah, but you won't have that initial, and you won't have that initial trepidation where you're kind of nervous and you don't know what to expect. You know what to expect for the most part. I mean, different coaching staff, but wherever you end up, you can hit the ground running.
Absolutely. I feel like, for sure, I can hit the ground running. And, you know, obviously, you look at the draft, they're looking to take guys that are going to help on special teams, and having that experience of, you know, of what those special teams coaches expect and what the practices look like, you know, that's huge for me.
So, lastly, I'm a CFL GM. Why should I take Robbie Lowes? Why? Because the draft's going from 8 to 6 rounds. That's another thing. Why should I spend some draft capital in Robbie Lowes? You tell me. You're in an interview room right now. Why should I take you, Robbie?
I think that I can step in right away and play on special teams. You know, the Canadian positions, you look at safety, and Will, linebacker, those are two positions that you constantly see Canadians, and I can play both. But more importantly, all the specials, every level I've played at, you know, not only have I been a good special teams player, I feel like I've been an elite special teams player, and I can bring that to your team right away.
Awesome. I hope we get to hear your name called, or at the very least you get a free agent signing and end up in a CFL camp. But I'm sure we'll be seeing you play football somewhere come the fall, hopefully. Hopefully we're seeing anybody play football come the fall. Thanks for this, Robbie. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.
Time now for the Pick 6 for SAS Selects Football, building the gridiron stars of tomorrow today. And with this Pick 6, I'm looking at the Ballsy Pick 6 power ranking for the NFL. With no amateur football or CFL football being played, we got to turn our attention south of the border, in some respects. Anyway, number 6th ranked team, according to yours truly, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, although the Hawks aren't playing their best, they've won back-to-back games. Seattle's in the driver's seat for the NFC West and has one of the NFL's cupcake schedules left to play. So they should be pretty good there. Clear sailing in the NFC West, barring injury or something stupid. Number 5 on Ballsy's Pick 6 power ranking, the Buffalo Bills. They didn't win pretty last week against my Chargers, but they're still 8-3 and look poised to win the AFC East for the first time in almost a quarter century. That's a long time, man. Buffalo Bills not getting the respect they deserve. Maybe they could have been higher in this, but they've been up and down lately, so that's why they're number 5, according to me. At number 4, the Green Bay Packers. They're getting healthy. Rodgers is healthy. And he's zeroing in on his 3rd MVP title, playing this year with a big chip on his shoulder. The Packers, in a kind of so-so NFC conference, have a good chance to go back to the Super Bowl. One of the teams they got to get past is 3rd on my list, the New Orleans Saints. They need Drew Brees back if they're going to win a Super Bowl, because they won't do it with Taysom Hill and his 78 yards passing. God, that was awful last week in Denver. But the defense is playing really well. By the way, how bad is Jameis Winston that he can't see the field when Hill is struggling that bad against Denver? Number 2 on Ballsy's Pick 6, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 11-0, but it hasn't been pretty. Coach Mike Tomlin was pissed after the game, saying they look like a junior varsity team. But they are 11-0, and they have a crack at 16-0 in the regular season. Buffalo and the Colts are tough games on the sked, but they are winnable. And the number one team in my Ballsy's Pick 6 power ranking for SaskSelects football, the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, they've got one loss, but let's be honest, this is the best team. Now, I'm not a big fan of their defense, but that offense looks like the Rams' greatest show on turf from the late 90s, early 2000s, only on steroids. They can score whenever they want, it seems. So, Chiefs 1, Steelers 2, Saints 3, Packers 4, Bills 5, Seahawks 6 in the Pick 6. And just before I sign off here, wanted to give a shout-out to the U of R Rams student-athletes. They had 18 academic All-Canadians, which I believe is a team record. So, congrats, guys. Lots of players forget the student part of student-athlete. And really, that's the most important part.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.